Hello?
Hey, Michael, how are you? I was just
I'm
about
good.
to
How are
call
you,
you.
Nadine?
I'm good. I've
Okay,
been
great.
like, oh my gosh. I was like, I gotta call Michael. I just literally got back from lunch and I had a quick meeting. And then I'm like, oops, I gotta call Michael. And then they're like, hey, I have someone on the phone and I recognize the number. So I'm like, okay, he's already here with me. Okay, so let's
Perfect.
go here. All right. So let me just pull up your account real quick. And I just wanna update 41. There you are. Okay. So that's so weird. I had already updated to the business name. Let me do this.
Oh yeah, I was about to ask you because she Pearl asked me if this was Above and Beyond Surfaces, so I want to make
Yeah.
sure we get that
Yeah,
checked.
no. I have Michael. I don't want to mess it up, but Kundera Christos, spiritual healing and energy
Yeah.
alignment. Okay. It's
Yeah.
because I saved it in one spot, but for some reason the other spot didn't save it, so I just updated it again. And then the address for the verification, it's the 551 Beechcraft Lane.
No.
No. See, hold on, because it, here it is. 510 Glagg Lane. I don't know
Yeah.
why in the world it, you know what it, I know what it did. Let me just erase it from here completely. That's what happened. You use the same phone number though, right? The 830-481-2789. That's the same number you use for both? Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay. Cause I don't ever see you doing anything for the above, right? Business, the above beyond surfaces online.
Well, I'm trying to phase out of it. As long as I can get clients, you
Yeah.
know, with for my healing business, then
Right.
I'm
You're
done.
like, I'm like done. Got you. No
I'm
worries.
out.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Let's see here. All right. So let me go here. Let me grab this real quick. Okay. Bear with me here, Michael. I'm just copying these notes real fast that I know we
You're
started
good.
on. Are you out and about at a job right now?
Yeah, but I'm cooling off my truck, so it was good timing for me to call you,
Oh my
so we're
gosh.
good.
Is it super hot over there?
Oh, it's about 100.
You poor thing. Man, this weekend I was in Harupa Valley. I thought I was in Death Valley. Like, this is no bueno. It was really bad. It was so hot,
Yeah,
but it
it's
was like
pretty.
it was pouring rain in the morning on Saturday. I was like, where is this weather coming from? It was
Oh, yeah.
thundering really bad. Now this business, you don't have anything at all online for it, right?
You
For
know, I was
the
thinking about
healing
this.
energy?
As part of this, the way that I'm set up legally, organizationally, is we're a private ministerial association. So I do have a website, but
Okay.
it's through GoDaddy. So I don't know if that's going to correspond with what you do or not.
Let me see, what's the website?
It's newearthministries.love.
I see a bunch of them that say .org, .com.
No, it's www.newearthministries.love.
There's no .org or anything after that?
No, that's the end is dot love. It's its own ending or whatever.
Okay, does not appear to be active or associated with the known organization. The search results for New Earth Ministries returned several distinct religious groups with similar names and different domains, none of which use the exact
You
.love.
just gotta put in the exact address, like into the search bar.
www.newearthministries.love. ministries.love. Let me see.
Because I'm looking at it right now.
MINISTRIES.
Dot love. Yep.
LOVE, right?
Yep.
NEWEARTH, ministries.love. Yeah, I get like books, New Earth Ministries, Kingdom of Darkness and Death. If you want to escape the kingdom of darkness and death to live in the kingdom of love, light, and life. Yeah,
no,
that website doesn't come up at all. So weird.
I'm emailing it to you right now.
Okay. Oh, Sacred Gateway Portal.
That's it, yep.
Found it.
That's me.
And then you do have a Facebook, right?
I do, but I'm trying to put it under my other name, and I don't know how to change it. Like, I haven't figured that one out yet, but I'll have it. I will have one for you, indeed.
Okay. So do you want us to create a whole new face, a whole new, so you're going to create the Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
Or okay, and then now the website. Do you want us to use this one, or are you gonna create one? Or use the?
Well,
do you want
I mean,
us to use this one, or are you okay with us creating one for you?
I'm open to your recommendations, but I can use that one. I know I tried to run some kind of ads. It was maybe Google ads.
Okay.
Google ads, and they said we can't do GoDaddy.
Really?
That's what they told me.
Interesting. Hold on. I don't see why we couldn't go with the one that you have. You know what I mean? It's your website.
Yeah, it's not done yet, but that's fine. I mean, I can finish.
Either that or I can have the team. I could have the team. I just kind of want to put in there so that way they have an idea of what you are. But I could have the team build you one. And then if you like it, we can go with that one or we go with the one that you have.
Or they can, if they want, they can just edit mine or that I have already. If
the
they want, I do have access.
If they
to.
Were to edit yours, hon, it's going to completely erase what you already have. And I wouldn't want to do that. You know what I mean? How much more do you need to finish on your website? How much more do you have left on it?
It's not. It just doesn't fully reflect of what all I wanted to do. I mean, I was able to get it to a certain point. But it just, like, I kind of need somebody else to take me the rest of the way there, you know, like, but I can work on it.
Okay. Do you want us to do one temporarily for you? And then, I mean, like I
said,
does yours
look better?
Well, I mean, I want to see, let's see what else they can do with it. You know what I mean? What they can do with whatever content you give us and have them create one. And if you like it, great. And if you don't, then just go with the one that you have. You know what I mean?
What if you guys build it and then kind of use, you know, inspiration from the one I've made already, but, you know, fill it in.
I can ask them to do that, to kind of go off of what you have in creating. And see how it looks with our format. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any type of licensing or any type of insurance for your business or not required for you?
It's not required. But we are a private ministerial association.
Okay.
Is what it's called. That's the licensing. That's the tax. That's the tax stuff and all that.
Okay, so you have like some paperwork showing that? Just because sometimes Google might say, hey, what do they got to show that they're legit, you know? Just sometimes.
We have articles of incorporation.
Okay, so you do that. Okay. So I'm going to say has incorporation.
Articles of incorporation.
Has articles of okay, and then I'm going to put not required on insurance. Just because I like to answer everything. I got Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7. We're going to put the tracking number so that way we can, you know, prevent you from getting so many spam calls. And then you can also track your calls as well with that. No Google reviews. Client has 5 existing Google reviews. No. Because we're going to create the Google business profile. Facebook page, I put we'll be creating his page and we'll provide the link and add us as managers. Website, yes, we will be, you're going to be providing some pictures, right, that we'll need for the website?
Yes.
We'll be providing photos. Use existing URL, no. And then on the special note, I'm going to put on here, please see his current website when creating the My Site. Because the thing with our websites that we create, they're Google, they're mobile friendly, they're Google compliant, and they also help with your ranking because we're able to manage that website to help with the ranking as well. That's the difference with our type of websites as opposed to like yours. Yeah. Like if you're not doing backlinking and all that stuff, you know?
You guys should just do it then.
Yeah. And I wouldn't want to use your domain, and I'll tell you why, because again, it'll rewrite over everything that you have. You know what I mean? And then it's like, then you're like, you could possibly lose some of your content if you were to ever try to have it reverted back to yours. And I wouldn't want to risk that. Okay. Let me just go here. I just want to attach that. Okay. And then, Michael, the card that you're going to be putting on file, is it in your name, the business name, or in both?
It's in my name.
Is it just Michael Risinger?
Yeah, Risinger.
Or Risinger? Okay. My apologies. I didn't mean to mispronounce it. No middle initial?
No, not on the card.
Okay. On the card, is it the billing address of 510 Glagg Lane?
No, actually, it's not. I have to give you another address for that.
Okay. Give me one second.
It's 35. Oh, yeah, whenever you're ready.
It's okay. Give me one second. Almost there. Okay, go ahead.
3504 South Austin Street. Amarillo, Amarillo, Texas, 79109.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right, it's 4229-5706-3922-6819.
Expiration month and year?
0629.
And the CVV code on the back?
066.
Okay, so let me just go here. Okay, so before I process your payment, Michael, I'm going to be walking you through what is called a voice verification recording. And the reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing pre-agreement, which is an added form of protection for you that will send in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Michael Kundere Christos, Spiritual Healing and Energy Alignment.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Reisinger, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Michael, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, always know that calls will come from our customer service number. I want you to save this number in your contacts, and I'm going to text it to you right now. That number is 877-635-6225. I ask that you please save this number under Local Splash, okay? Now, let me just go here. Now, whenever you call us, right, let's say you have some updates, sometimes a technician might not be available for you right at that moment. We do ask to please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return your call, okay? As a result of increased visibility, I do, like I said, want you to be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors that are going to be unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to provide you a security question, and this is how you're going to verify if the call is coming from Local Splash or another company. You could choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
You could put my first pet's name.
What was your first pet's name?
Rex, R-E-X.
Okay. So what I would suggest, if at any time you feel like, is this really Local Splash calling me, say, what's my security question? If they refuse to give it to you, disconnect the call. If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
right.
An example that I'm going to give you is a lot of my clients get called by a company called Yelp. They basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls and you're interested in trying it out, let me know, Michael, and we can offer you a discounted rate. Rather than you going directly to Yelp, okay, we can get you a discounted rate and we would do the management for you. So if you're ever interested in that, bring over here to me, okay? Now,
that's good,
hiring,
I don't want to talk to them at all.
Yeah. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
As a part of our verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents, in a timely manner. These may include your business license, okay? Or it could be the business registration, proof of insurance, or any other items that are recommended for the Google Business Profile verification, okay? We do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Now, failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame can result in delays or suspension of your account with us, okay? So we might tell you, hey, send us pictures of, I don't know, some of the items. Like, you don't really have work tools or work equipment. But there's going to be a certain documentation that you could send us pictures of showing that this is your business, right, and you are legitimate. So we just ask that you provide it within the first 7 days. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yeah, it would be the articles of incorporation for the ministry. Yes. That would be what it is, which I can provide.
Yeah. And then two, like if there's like, I don't know, if you have like an office set up in your house somewhere, you know what I mean? Where, I don't know, you got a computer or whatever.
I do.
Make a picture of that as being your workspace. Yeah. And if there's any items, like I don't know if you use any type of, I know you do tarot cards and all that stuff, but I don't know if those would be considered like items that you use when you're doing the healing, right? So.
I can provide pictures.
Okay. Sure. Perfect. Now your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 25th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $498. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, okay? So your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 25th day of each month in the discounted amount of $399. This is a monthly reoccurring payment, okay? You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, the number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. Make sure that you speak with a live representative if you need to cancel. And to prevent those charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days. Before your next billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, so now I'm just going to be updating the package. I'll process the payment. I'm going to send you your receipt. We're going to go over that. And then, let's see here. And then we're going to schedule your client interview. How does your schedule look for later on this afternoon or tomorrow? Because the sooner we get you through the interview, the faster we're moving. The client interview takes about an hour. I would say 30 to 40 minutes, but I block out an hour. It could take a little bit longer, just depending on how many questions or details you have. So I want to schedule it again at a time that's going to be convenient for you.
What time do you have later on today?
Let's take a look here. Let's see. Today, for your time, because you're 2 hours ahead of me, the latest appointment I have is 5 to 6 your time.
Let's do that.
Okay. Let me send, right before anything, let me send the calendar invite real quick because I don't want that appointment to be snagged. Because they fill up so fast. So today what we're going to do is we're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? Just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. Now, Michael, if when we call you, you're in the middle of something, right? Let's say you need 5 or 10 more minutes. Listen, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. If I'm not in a call or on a, like in a meeting or on a call, I'm going to actually be the one to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I am not available when it's time to call you, they will proceed without me. Okay? Let me see here. The other thing too is I will send you a reminder an hour before, just in case if you forget. All right? As a reminder, so let me send this one. Okay, there goes the invite. And then we're almost done here. How soon do you think you'll have the Facebook one completed?
I mean, I should be able to get it done today.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Facebook ads. Let me make sure this is corrected on this end here. I want to check that. Okay, let me go back here. It's like I got to make sure all T's are crossed, all I's are dotted. If I don't do that, then it's like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, definitely.
You know? It's like Monday, and I'm like, okay, well, let me make sure this is aligned right, you know?
Absolutely.
And then in a couple minutes, you're going to be receiving, you know, some text messages and emails. There's going to be two particular ones that I'll need you to open once it goes through. I know this weather's been something else. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can only imagine what my electricity bill is going to be.
All right.
It's going to be all bad. Yeah, right? And I live in Anaheim. I think I told you that, right? Right by Disneyland. So I feel like I pay for Disneyland's electricity, too. Where I'm just
yeah,
like,
probably
oh
so. Yeah.
Okay, so let me go here. Okay, so there's one that's going to say initial invoice, and then one that's going to say action pictures needed. Whichever one you see first.
Initial invoice, and then yes. I see your invitation before that.
Yeah, open up the initial invoice, and it goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then it's click on where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Now it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Okay.
And then you're going to find where it has your phone number. There's going to be three boxes. Okay. So the first box that you're going to click in is saying that you agree to receive text messages. Okay. The next box is saying that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that the information is true and correct. And then on the other box, you're going to click. And it's going to, okay. And then you typed in your name exactly as it reads.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it'll open up, it should take you to a page saying username and password, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Now you're going to find the one that says action pictures needed.
Yep.
Okay. So this just gives you a list of the items that you'll need, okay? Some of them you might have, other ones you might not. So just send us what you can, okay?
Sure.
All right. I would like to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you. Welcome to our Local Splash family. So we will talk to you shortly then today, okay?
All right. Thank you. I'll get wrapped up here and I'll be available at 5.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Nadine.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Right.